I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for Gales Rewind. St. Mary's saw its seven-game winning streak come to an end on Tuesday as the Gales fell to Bay Area rival Santa Clara 77-72 in the South Bay. After a tight first half, the Broncos were the first team to create separation, using an 11-2 run to turn a one-point SMC lead into an eight-point deficit.
Lobbing in transition for Brown, who left his feet, put it on the deck. That should be a double dribble. He finds Pipes in the corner, and he hits a three. How did they miss that, Dave? Angles to the foul line, spins to the right side, gives to Williams, turning the corner with the left hand, floater up and in traffic. Williams runs into Bowen, bodies everywhere, kick out to Pipes, open top side for three.
For the year, not a great three-point shooter, but over the last couple weeks, really is knocking it in from three.
Here comes Jalen Williams, left to right into the front court, stops the arc, hits the trailing Pipes, open again, three on the way, good. And Randy Bennett needs a timeout.
We were a little bit careless, I thought, defensively, and they hit a couple shots, and then we got a little frantic offensively. I think Pipes hit three in a row, and we kind of tried to match it and get it all back in one possession.
Right.
But through those stretches like that, where a team throws a punch at you and hits a couple shots, we gotta be calm and stay composed and just kind of ride it out. And I thought we just got a little sped up, and finally, when we settled down, we kind of got back into our pace, and we got back in it. And then, late, we had a chance.
Down by 12 midway through the second half, the Gales produced a 10-0 run to cut the Bronco lead to just two. But Santa Clara held the Gales off down the stretch, earning a split of the regular season series.
Tapped out by Toss, saved by Bowen, right into the scorer's table. Now Mullins in the left corner, open for three, and it's good. Cousy angles right, now back to the left, steps through, leans in, banks it home just inside. The foul line. Fotu gets it out to Johnson. Bounce past the corner for Mullins. Three on the way. Yes!
Huge addition off the bench.
Angles toward the left wing. Off of Bowen Hedge. Downstairs to Vrankic rolling to the basket. Nice play. Vrankic gets it and an easy lay-in. Between two defenders to Vrankic. Vrankic to the left box. Backing down on Toss. Rises up. Banks it in. Taking him off the dribble. Drives right. Spins back left. Scoops it up left hand. No good. Rebound tapped up by Vrankic to himself. Goes back up and scores.
Yeah, there's some things, you know, transition D, just concentrating a little bit and making good decisions that can really help us. But, I mean, we talked about it before. Santa Clara is a tough team. They're well coached. They have a lot of talent. That's a good ball club right there. So we got to play better, obviously, especially on the road, on their home court. We got to limit their transition, limit their threes. But they made big plays down the stretch. They got a good big old board down the stretch. But obviously we would like to play better. But they played well. We got to keep getting better. We got a quick turnaround. So it's one of those where it's, you know, you didn't play as well as you'd have liked, but you got another opportunity on Thursday to come out and play well. Hopefully we keep reacting the way that we've been reacting, and we'll be ready to go on Thursday.
Sitting at 19-5 and 7-2 in West Coast Conference play, the Gales return home with a quick turnaround, hosting the upstart San Diego Toreros on Thursday at 6 p.m. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.